السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're going to continue سورة الكهف. And this, the amazing story of Musa and the righteous believer. It is really, really, really fantastic story. What happened is that Musa said, Ya Allah, am I the most knowledgeable? Ya Allah, is there anybody on earth who knows more than I do? Why is he saying that? Because he's a prophet, right? And Allah teaches the prophets everything. Allah teaches the prophets what? Everything. Angel Jibreel comes down and teaches the prophet all the knowledge they need. So they learn the punishment laws. They learn what is good. They learn what is bad. Here, sitting. Okay, so that's it. Allah teaches the prophets everything. They learn what is good and bad. He teaches them what's good and bad. He teaches them punishment laws. He teaches them manners and like etc. So based on that, Prophet Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah. He said, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, just put it here. Like back. Like this. Please. Thank you. He said, Ya Allah. Notes. He said, Ya Allah. Is there anybody on the earth who knows better than me? So Allah said, Yes. Huh? Zainab. Huh? You're taking notes? Take it on the desk. So the Prophet Allah said, Yes. Huh? Yes. Somebody knows better than me and I'm a prophet? He said, Ya Allah, anybody knows better than more than I do on earth? Allah said, Yes. So he said, Huh? More than me and I'm a prophet? So Allah said, Yes. So he said, What do you think? What do you think would be your reaction if you say, Ya Allah, anybody knows better than me or more than I do? Allah says, Yes. Then what would you say to Allah?
I said it's reasonable because everyone's better than someone else and the one who's best than everybody
is Allah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Prophet Musa said something else. He said, Ya Allah, where is he so that I can learn from him? Where is what? Where is he so that I can learn from him? Whatever I'm missing, I can get from him. So Allah said, Allah said, take a dead fish, put it in your travel packages. Okay. So Allah said, Ya Allah, I wanna learn from him. Allah says, take a dead fish, put it in your travel packages, like travel luggage. When it becomes alive and jumps in the sea, then this is where you find the guy who has more knowledge than you. Okay? So Allah said, like, this is the sign. Take a dead fish, travel across the coast, and when this dead fish becomes alive and jumps in the water, then this is where you're going to find that guy who knows more than you. So Musa took his helper. Like they used to travel, they take somebody with them to help them and feed them and serve them. So he took his helper and he went traveling along the what?
The
coastline.
Yeah.
Coastline.
Okay.
Then they arrived to a rock. When they arrived...
Tell us the
story already. Yeah, we're going into it. That's the introduction. So they arrived at the rock. When they arrived at the rock, what happened? The fish became alive and jumped into the water. So they arrived at the rock. Sorry. They arrived at the rock. When they arrived at the rock, the fish, they sat down at the rock to eat their lunch. So they sat down on the rock to what?
Eat
their lunch. When they sat down on the rock to eat their lunch, the fish became alive and jumped into the water. But they didn't notice that. Aha. They didn't notice that. So then they continued traveling because they didn't notice. And then the next stop after the rock, where they stopped to eat, okay? When they stopped to eat, they looked for the fish and they didn't find it. They didn't find it. So Musa asked his helper or his companion who's traveling with him, he said, when was the last time we checked on that fish? Did we check on that fish when we stopped at the rock? So the boy said, his companion said, no, we didn't. He said, then it gotta be at the rock. Let's go back to the rock. Let's go back to what? The rock. So they went back to the rock, and they found at the rock a guy, a humble guy, sitting like that. Let's call this guy the righteous slave. Let's call him, or let's call him let's call him the righteous slave. Okay? The righteous slave of Allah. So they found that righteous slave of Allah who has more knowledge than Musa alayhi salam. So Prophet Musa said, please, let me travel with you. Let me accompany you. Take me as a company. Make me your company. Or like, to take me with you traveling. And I promise you, so that I can learn from you. So he said, can I join you so that I can learn from you? Got it? Can I join you so that I can learn from you? So the guy said what? Yes or no? What do you expect?
No.
Why no? That's right. The guy said no, you can't. So Prophet Musa said, why can't I? He said, because the kind of knowledge that I have is above your level. You can't handle it. You can't handle knowing this, what I know. You can't handle it. It's way above your level. So Musa said, please, give me a chance. Let me join you and learn. So he said, hey, it's above your level. He said, no, please, 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 let me join you and learn. So he said, okay, here's the condition.
Huh?
Here's the condition. Whatever I do, don't ask me questions. So what was the condition? Don't ask questions. Whatever I do, don't ask questions. If you just lift your head a little bit so that you don't get to sleep. Okay. Okay. Got it? So he said, okay, come with me, join me. But what's the condition?
No questions.
No questions to be asked. All right? If you're going to ask questions, then you're out. You ask questions, you're out. So Prophet Musa said, okay, deal, I agree. Then they continued traveling across the coast. They continued to traveling across the coastline. And then they wanted to cross to the other side of the sea. They wanted to cross to the other side of the what?
Sea.
They didn't have money. So every time they stop and ask the people, can you please take us with you to the other side of the sea? They tell them, you got money? Say, no. Say, get out of here. Get out. So they go to the next. Can you please take us with you to the other side of the sea? Say, you got money? No. Get out! Get out! Kick them out. And they kept doing that until they came across a boat or a ship. And that ship belonged to a group of good people. So when they approached them and said, can you please take us to the other side of the sea? The good guys say, You're welcome. Please come in. You're welcome. Be our guest. So he said, don't ask questions. Oh, we didn't ask questions. So he joined him. They continued traveling at the coastline. They wanted to cross to the other side. Every time they talked to people who own boats or ships, they asked them, do you have got money? They say no. Then they kicked them out. Until they found a ship that belonged to a few good guys. And they said, you're welcome to come with us. So they went with them into the boat. While they were in the boat, they offered them food and drink. Wow. So not only a free ride, but also what?
Food
and drinks. So they were so kind. They were so kind, unbelievably kind. Until they arrived to the other side. What happens when they arrived at the other side? They said, Salaamu Alaikum, may Allah reward you. You guys were so nice. Salaamu Alaikum, we'll see you inshallah. May Allah bless you. We'll see you inshallah. Hopefully we see you guys inshallah later. Hopefully we get a chance to see you guys later. That's in the future. Okay? Then Musa and the righteous guy, they walked away from the ship. And the righteous people, the good people who owned the ship, they took the fish and they went into the market to sell the fish. So the good people went where? To sell the fish. And they left the ship unattended. Nobody was there. Musa and his friend, they traveled. They started traveling. And then after a few minutes...
They stole the ship.
No. Worse than that. After a few minutes, guess what happened?
Oh.
Huh?
He broke the ship.
Yes. He went with an axe and he got onto the ship and he started breaking the ship bottom, ruining it, damaging it. Boom, breaking it. Boom, boom, boom. So he was ruining the ship. Musa was about to get a heart attack. Huh? What are you doing? Those guys who did us a big favor and were so kind and nice, you're ruining their ship. You gotta be out of him. What's going on here? Guess what was the response? He said, you ask it questions now. That's your first question. He said, Musa said, okay, sorry. I just couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle what you did. So I'm not going to ask a question. Then they continued traveling, and they passed by a group of boys playing. Then he picked a boy among the boys, and he took him far away, and then he got what, Zainab? Yes, he killed him, killed the boy, just like with a knife. Now, Musa, just imagine what Musa is doing right now. Musa is saying, Ya Allah, you gotta be kidding me. You killed the boy. Do you realize what you just did? You did what? You killed a boy. Are you out of your mind? He said, This is the what? Second strike. So Prophet Musa said, oh my God, yeah, that's a second strike. He said, okay. Please forgive me. Give me one more chance. So he said, the third strike, you're out. The third strike, you're what?
Yeah.
You're out. Yes. So then they traveled across. They traveled through the desert. When they traveled through the desert, they ran out of food and drink. So they really had no food or drink. And they were so tired traveling. So they finally arrived at a town. They finally arrived to a town. And they kept knocking on the doors, one by one. The people who live in the town are mean people. So they stopped by knocked on the doors. First door. Who is it? Who is it? I am a traveler. And I need We need food and drinks. Can you please give us some? You got money?
No.
Get out of here. Get out. Mean people who live in the village. Next door. Yes.
Who is it?
We're guests. Travelers. We're travelers. We traveled a long time. We have no food or drink. And please give us some. You got money? No. Get out. Third. Try it the same thing. Fourth. Until they tried so many doors that they gave up. That they what? Gave up. Nobody is going to give them anything. So then they went thirsty and hungry to rest. And the place they rested at had a torn down house. Had a ruined house. And the ruined house had a wall. The ruined house has a what? Wall. And this wall was about to fall down. You got it? So, surprisingly, he got up, and he started fixing the wall. When he's tired and thirsty, fixing the wall of an old house, ruined house, fixing the wall that's about to fall down for no reason, okay, for no obvious reason, and while he is very hungry and thirsty. Prophet Musa said, he didn't ask him, what are you doing? He said, couldn't you just did that for an exchange of food and drink? Could have you just asked for food and drink in exchange of your effort? Okay, then the second time they were traveling and they killed the poor. He said, so the righteous slave said, you can call him the righteous slave or the divine slave. So the righteous slave, yarhamukumullah, the righteous slave said, huh? Third strike, you're out. Third strike, you are out. Third strike, you're what? Out. Then after that, he said, the righteous guy or the defying guy said, I'm going to answer your three questions before you go. I'm going to answer your three questions before you go. He said, the boat, there was a mighty dictator king, mean king, who wanted to go to war, and he wanted to have ships for the war. Guess how, what would this bad king do to get ships for the war?
He killed people if they refused to take the ships?
Yeah, they would walk across the coastline, okay? And anybody that refuses, they start hijacking, they start taking over the boats, the ships. And if someone doesn't resist, then this person would be what? Killed. This person would be what? Killed. So while they were traveling across the coastline, the king, the bad king, he came across the boat for the good guys. Guess what happened? Come here. Guess what happened? Guess what happened? Yes, he left the ship of the good guys alone. Why? Because it was broken. So he told him, I spared their ship from the bad king. So now, when they find, which one is better? Losing the whole ship or fixing the ship? fixing the ship. So they can now fix the ship and continue their work. Got it? Got it? So with whatever he did, whatever the righteous guy did, was it good for the owners of the ship or was bad? Did he do them a favor? Yes or no?
Yes,
he did them a favor. The favor is saving the ship. Now, in order for you to know that, what do you need to know? You need to know about the future. You need to know about the what?
Future.
See, would Musa ever know about that? Would Musa ever ruin the ship? Because Musa doesn't know the future, right? So he said that's the answer for the first question. Then he said the answer for the second question is, this boy had two righteous parents. And those two righteous parents, this boy was going to grow up to be a criminal, mean guy. So now again, huh? He knows the future, that this boy is going to grow up to be a what? A mean criminal. So the little boy will grow up to be what?
A mean
criminal. How did he know that? Allah gave him the knowledge of the future. So he said what? He said, okay. I killed him so that Allah would replace them with another boy who's going to grow up to be righteous. Got it? You got it? So the parents, were good believers. So Allah wanted to give them a gift. What was that gift? A good boy. To get the good boy, they had to kill the boy they had right now. Got it? How about the third one? Can you come up with an explanation for the third one? Yes? That's right. There were two young orphans. Two young what? Orphans. And their parents died. And before their parents died, they showed them a place of a treasure. They showed them a place of what? Treasure. And they said, When you guys grow up, okay, this dig right here, and under the wall and get the treasure. Dig here under the wall and get the treasure. Now, the wall was about to fall down. When the wall falls down, then the treasure will be visible, right? The treasure will be visible. Then the mean guys of the town, what are they going to do?
Take it away.
Yes, take it away. Can you
read this number? It's 1039.
Okay. So they take it away. Got it? So I fixed the wall to save the treasure. I fixed the wall to save the treasure. So when they grow up, they can come back and get it. So what I did, was good or bad?
Good.
Was good. And then he says, told him, no more. No more. You're not going to be my companion anymore. You're not going to be traveling with me anymore. So go back to where you came from. Now the question is, the knowledge that the righteous slave had, is it superior to the knowledge that Prophet Musa had? What's the difference between the knowledge that Prophet Musa had versus the knowledge of the righteous believer?
He knows the knowledge of the present, but the righteous believer knows the knowledge of the future.
Musa, not the present. Musa knows the rules. Knows the rules and manners. Knows the rules and manners, okay, and how to worship Allah. The righteous slave had knowledge of the future. Who knows the future? Allah. Who knows the future? Allah. So Allah gave him part of his knowledge. Allah gave him part of his knowledge. So, then the divine knowledge, the knowledge has two parts. It's divided into two parts. Now, can we find nowadays people like that guy?
Hamza's here.
No, nobody. If you know them, then they are not. They are not the guy. They are not like that. Because people like that, no one's supposed to know anything about them. Yeah. This is the second time for you, no?
I didn't go back.
So, knowledge. Knowledge, if I spelled it right. Knowledge has two kinds. Like, knowledge. Knowledge of Sharia, which is laws and manners. This is what Prophet Musa did. No, this is for Prophet Musa. This is for the prophets. The prophets teach this kind of knowledge. And then the second kind is divine knowledge. Divine is written like that, right? Divine knowledge. Divine knowledge. And the divine knowledge, divine knowledge is like future. The unseen knowledge. The unseen knowledge. Or knowledge of the unseen. Knowledge of the unseen. Just as future. Just as. Such as. Future. So, what's the lesson you learned now? That there are people who have divine knowledge. So, their knowledge of Sharia and their knowledge, divine knowledge. Knowledge of Sharia is what? Do's and don'ts, halal and haram. You know, what to do or not to do. How to punish the criminals. These are knowledge that Prophet Musa had. But the divine knowledge, only divine people have. Now, Allah made those guys in charge of bringing down the mercy from Allah. Allah made those guys in charge of getting mercy from Allah. Take four pictures of this, four pictures of that. Why would Allah teach people, some individuals, the divine knowledge? Because Allah wanted them to do part of His job, which is bringing mercy down. Bringing what? Mercy down. So, how many kinds of mercy we have? Is ruining the ship look like mercy to you?
Well, not at first, but when you explained it, yeah.
Yes, okay. So basically, the lesson here to learn is that the mercy could be sour mercy. You know, there's something called sweet mercy and sour mercy.
Okay, I know that.
Sweet mercy is to get treasure. That is sweet mercy. Sour mercy is to get a boy killed or to get, broken ship. So the lesson we learn, what's the lesson we learn? You never know what the future. You never know what the future would.
Unless,
yes. So erase this. You never know what the future is. So let's say, for example, you overslept. You had an appointment and you overslept. You had an appointment and you overslept. Please put it here. You had the appointment and you overslept. And you're so mad. Oh, I missed the appointment. I missed the appointment. Okay? In a few minutes, you can go drink water. Please. You're texting in the class time. Huh? The divine? Okay. The divine knowledge is the knowledge. Okay. So if you miss the appointment, is it something good or bad? To you, looks bad, right? But what if I tell you that you would have a car accident that will kill you? No, no. What if you know that you would have, if you left for the appointment, you would have had a car accident that will kill you? Now, are you happy that you missed the appointment or sad?
Happy.
Happy, right? Just to write these examples. Now, another example. If you miss your flight, is this something good or bad? There was a guy. Well, I mean, you don't have to know. You don't have to know. Trust Allah. Then when you miss the flight and the car and the airplane crashes, then missing the flight is good or bad? Mercy or not mercy? Mercy. You got it? Go ahead.
Did someone try to kill himself after going in the...
Somebody tries to what? What did you say? Yeah, go ahead.
No, sir. Is it true some kid trying to kill himself while going on the bridge?
I have no idea. You Google it.
You don't okay.
No. Google it. So. They sad. They feel depressed. And they're not having fun anymore.
This
16-year-old yeah.
said that it was funny.
No. Yes. That's sick. That's sick. Okay? You got it? So the lesson here to know, that to get that, you never know. It might be good for you. You never know. Like if, for example, you had a child and this child was killed in an accident. Does it look good or bad?
It looks bad.
It looks bad. But if you know, this boy might have grown up to be a criminal. Now, it looks good or bad? Good. For Allah is going to replace you another boy that's going to be righteous. So the second thing we learn here is that, okay, things that look bad might be good for you. And you don't know.
What time is it?
And you don't know. Okay?
Oh, it's 11?
Yeah. You got that part?
Okay.
There is a sweet mercy and there is a sour mercy. There is a sweet mercy and there's what? Sour mercy. So right here, the sweet mercy and sour mercy. What is the sweet mercy? Sweet mercy, if Allah will give you mercy without pain. If Allah will give you mercy without what? Pain. Such as what? Such as Allah gives you $1,000. Is that sweet mercy or sour?
Sweet.
Sweet, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
My Baba, we go to New Leaf and Whole Foods to buy stuff for you. One time we went to New Leaf and we bought some meat from a year, but we didn't know that it was so overpriced. It was so low than the usual. We thought it was some sort of sale, but when we checked the receipt, it said that we got something else when it was supposed to be really expensive. So as soon as my Baba read that, he went back to New Leaf and told them he paid the money for it. And the next day, Subhanallah, he tried to get new medical insurance for Medi-Cal. His very good doctor, the lady, said that it was bad. His doctor didn't accept, so he was supposed to pay $300 or more just to try to get an appointment and for the appointments themselves. But then the doctor himself came out, read it, and took my Baba in.
So now he doesn't have to pay that much.
Oh, subhanAllah.
The very next day after he did that, after he paid the money that he was supposed to do, he got that.
MashaAllah. See what's happening here? Now, sweet mercy is the mercy that comes to you without pain. Without what pain? So now, let me give you an example. Destroying the ship. Destroying the ship. Huh? Sanya. Destroying the ship. Is that sweet mercy or sour mercy? Sour mercy. Why?
Because it's sour.
It comes with pain. What is the pain? What is the pain? Losing the ship. Okay? Ruin that they got a ruined ship that you have to fix. Now, killing the boy, is it sour mercy or sweet mercy? Sour mercy. Why? Because the parents, how much pain the parents will have when their child is killed? How much?
Because they don't know that he's going to drop
him. Exactly. They will be in so much pain. They will be in so much pain. Now, the third kind of mercy is the this is sour mercy, yeah. The third kind of mercy, which is fixing the wall, is it sour or sweet? Huh? Is it sour or sweet? Fixing the wall. Sweet. Why is it sweet? Because the boys, did the boys suffer? Huh? Did the boys? Who fixed the wall? A stranger to them. So, did they ever? Okay. Did the two orphans suffer? Did they suffer? So that's called what? Sweet mercy. If you need $1,000 and Allah gives them to you, that's a sweet mercy or sour mercy? Huh? Sweet mercy. But if you lose $1,000, is that sweet mercy or sour mercy? Sour mercy. Why? Because you lost the money, so you are so sad. You lost the money, so you're so sad. Got it? You understand now?
Yeah.
So Allah gives mercy both ways. The sweet way and the sour way. Like, for example, no pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. Is that a sweet mercy or a sour mercy? The gain. Ah, Sanya. The gain. No pain, no gain. Sanya, Zainab. No pain,
no gain.
No gain. So the gains you're getting there, the gains you're getting there, are they sweet mercy or sour mercy?
I think it's an example of sour mercy.
Sour mercy. Why? Because you have to have pain.
You want to get something.
Exactly. So sweet mercy, gifts. Gifts, are they sour mercy or sweet mercy?
Sweet
mercy. Punishment from, if you do something bad and your dad punishes you, then is it sweet mercy or sour mercy?
Sour.
Why is it mercy that your dad will, like if your dad punishes you, why is it so mercy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let me tell you. The father that don't punish the child for doing something wrong, what will happen to the child at the end?
Spoiled.
Becomes spoiled and becomes mean and bad, right? So when you get a punishment for doing something wrong, this is sweet or sour?
Sweet.
No, sour mercy.
Sour.
Why is it mercy? Because why is it mercy? Because if you don't get the punishment, then you will grow up to be a crook. You will grow up to be a bad guy or a bad girl. A bad boy, a bad man, or a bad woman. Got it? Okay. Now, what happens to the father who gives the child everything the child asks for?
Then he's spoiled.
become spoiled, right? Is that good or bad? So what happened? Then the father has to deprive. The father has to deprive his child from some of the things that the child asks for. Is that a sweet mercy or sour mercy?
Sour
mercy. Good. Okay, you guys are dismissed. All right, thank you.